This week, the South Carolina Department of Agriculture hosted the SC Certified Showcase. I'm Mike Davis, and I am joined now by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, who's here to tell us more about the showcase event in Columbia. Commissioner, what's this all about?
Well, this is the first year we've hosted the event with this expanded format. For years, we've done a grower-buyer mashup, which is their version of what I just call a matchup, but nevertheless, we have that. And as you listeners know, that we had the expo in Florence. Well, that's not being held this year. So this is a combination of doing a couple of things, picking up some of the things we did in Florence for a chance for growers to network, and then the mashup for a chance for growers and buyers to. Two purposes. So we're pleased also that Governor McMaster will come and address the group today at lunch, much the same as he's done several times with farm groups around the state. So a good chance to hear from the farmers and the buyers on things that are impacting the industry.
And it's always a big event when you have a trade show involved, and that's where you've got South Carolina producers there with buyers, chefs, farmers to network, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that's right. The success is evidenced by the fact that we've outgrown the conference center at the farmers market, and we are at the convention center downtown Columbia. So that's a good problem to have. So, yeah, we want to see how we do at the new location, hoping for additional growers and buyers to be there because of that. And and then last night was a great chance again for farmers or from around the state just to see each other, compare notes, much the same as the Florence event provided for us for years.
And, of course, the taste of South Carolina, that's always a hit.
Yeah, that's right. When we bring in chefs who will be working with us to source all the food from local supplies. A lot of our farmers helping out with that, as they always do. Great chance just really to celebrate everything that comes from South Carolina.
And it sounds like it was off to a great start yesterday.
That's right, it was. And today is going to be a significant opportunity for farmers, maybe who've not done this before, to come and get some face time with buyers who can give them some insight as to how they can expand their marketing channels of their products. So all for good purpose, and that is just carrying out the missions that we have in the department to just expand the marketing channels for our farmers.
If folks are hearing about this today for the first time, is it too late for them to come down to the convention center today and take part?
Well, if you get down there by lunchtime, you can attend that. I may be a ticket for that. And then in the afternoon, there are some educational sessions with different buyers from Harris Teeter, Sin Brothers, Fresh Point, just giving some of that insight that we've talked about. So, and then Chef Bill Knapp from over at the USC School of Hotel, Restaurant, and Tourism, just talking about the benefits of farmers and chefs connecting. Just a pretty broad program that I think, people are close by. It's certainly worth the effort to get there.
Well, it sounds like a great event continuing today at the Convention Center, and that's in Columbia. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. SC Certified Showcase continues today. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.